Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lucier, and the message today is titled, Will God Provide a Way Through?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you today through Jesus our Savior. Amen. Well, today, let's take a look at this. Will God provide a way for us through all things, especially difficult situations that are tight spots where it seems like there's absolutely no way out, no possible way to be delivered? Will God provide for us a way through all those challenging times? Will He open up a path for us through what's difficult where there seems to be no way? Now, let's take a look at that today and see whether we're on our own to chart our course, to find our way through life and the difficult things that we're going to face, possibly in life. Or do we have a leader? Do we have one to shepherd us and to guide us the way through and open up the path for us through all of our lives before the Lord? And I think this is a super important question for us to look at as we begin this year, 2021, because, well, last year was rather difficult. I won't rehash all that, but we certainly saw a lot of troublesome times last year, and this year has kind of already started out to show it has its own potential for some difficulties. I mean, already, we're only on, what, day 17? We've already had an impeachment of the president. We have had some trouble at the Capitol in Washington. We've had big tech, you've seen that. They've been censoring everybody right and left. Anybody with a conservative voice is being nixed and shut up and silenced and thrown off of social media, closed down. You've had the Congress has already decided to outlaw any gender language. You can't say husband or wife, male or female, brother or sister, son or daughter anymore. They're saying, no, it's all going to be just it. We're all it's. It's like, what was that, the Munsters or Adams Family or something? Cousin It. So we're all going to have to call each other Cousin It from now on, according to the government. They ended one of their prayers, remember, with Amen and a woman. You know, that's totally, that has nothing to do with Hebrew. Amen, you guys know. In Hebrew, it's the verb, I believe, means so be it, or I believe, so let it be. It has nothing to do with men and women, but they ended with amen and women. So that shows me not only a total lack of knowledge of Hebrew, but a total lack of sanity, which means, you know, they're pretty much nuts, some of them. And we got to wonder, you know, what's the future going to look like for us? This year, is God going to provide for us a way through if things are kind of daunting and dark and intimidating and uncertain for us? Well, let me tell you, God loves impossible situations. God loves to provide a way for us where there seems to be no way through. Take a look, for example, in Scripture about just a few of the situations God has set up over time, like in Exodus 14. God has his people turn back and get entrapped in the land with the ocean, the Red Sea, before them. And we see that when that Pharaoh then drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were in great fear. So God put them between a rock and a hard place. No way out, seemingly. But he provided the way, didn't he? He opened the sea before them, and they walked through on dry ground. God provides it a way for David fighting Goliath. I mean, the guy was 9 feet tall. Impossible situation. But God prevailed with just a stone in the hand of the young man and a sling, and he provided and opened a way, didn't he? God loves these kinds of situations, guys. If you think about Gideon, God was not content with Gideon having a whole bunch of people fighting against the Midianites. He says, I'm going to chop you down until there's only 300 of you left. That way you know when the way is provided that it's the Lord who's providing the way. And Gideon prevailed over a whole host, more than you could number, with just a trumpet and a lantern. A couple of trumpets, lanterns, and 300 men. Peter, remember, he was in an impossible sticky wicket, as the British might say, right? He was in prison, and the very next day, Herod was intending to bring him out to the people to have him executed, as he had killed James. That very night, though, an angel appears, unlocks his chains, walks him right out of prison. God provided a way where there was seemingly no possible way out. Paul, he was shipwrecked, he was in prison, he was in danger here and there, he was surrounded by murderers, packs of wolves, and yet Paul says, the Lord stood by me, gave me strength to proclaim the word fully, and then the Lord rescued me from every evil. He will save me for his heavenly kingdom. So does God love to put us into impossible situations where there's seemingly no way out, you're between a rock and a hard place, difficult situation? Whether it be the world or your own personal challenges in life, yeah, he loves those situations because he likes to manifest his power. Because we got to understand this today, big part of the message, he's not just our God, he's not just our creator, he's not just our redeemer, he's our leader, and he's the way provider. He actually provides the way through all of our lives, the way to go. Let's consider this in scripture. Because, you know, sometimes we might not think so much about God leading us every step of the way. Is God a leader? Well, if you look at the Old Testament, look at Deuteronomy 8. Let's see if we can find something there that God might tell us. Verse 15, we read that Moses says to Israel, God led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, fed you in the wilderness, etc., with the manna, that he might humble and test you to do you good in the end. So did God lead his people in the ancient days? That is his purpose. One of the super supreme characteristics of God's job description with us is that he doesn't just say, hey, I saved you, you're on your own, chart your own course, navigate your own way through life, good luck. But he says, I personally am going to go with you, and I'm going to go before you and lead you all the way through life to open up the way where there seems to be no way and provide for you the way through of escape if you but stick with me. And we certainly see that in the Old Testament there with the people of Israel. God led Abraham, remember? He's just living in a land called Haran, content to kind of live out his days there. But God said to him in Genesis 12, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. So what's God being there? He's a leader. He's saying, I have plans that you don't even know about, Abraham. I'm going to fulfill my purpose for you. Let me lead you. And he went out. He didn't even know where he was going. God said, I will show you where I want you to be. So he led not only Israel, but Abraham. He led David. David, God said to him, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people, Israel. So he was content to be a little shepherd boy, or a shepherd in the flock, in the field. God took him, had other plans, provided for him a different life. Listen to this word from Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it's not in man who walks to direct his steps. So let me ask you, do you think you're finding your own way through life, charting your own course, navigating your own way? Or does God actually direct your path, provide and open it up for you? Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will be established. So you have plans, that's fine. God's got plans. Whose wins? God's prevails. So let's make our plans, but trust and ask his plans to prevail because they're better than ours. New Testament. Does Jesus lead you? That was Old Testament we talked about so far, but we read that Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee and he saw two brothers, Simon and it was called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea for they were fishermen. And he said to them, what? Follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. So who is Jesus to us, really? He is not only the one through whom we're made, our Redeemer, but he's also our shepherd. He leads his flock. So if you think about 2021 or 2022, 23, 24, or if you think about the challenges that you might be facing in your own personal lives this year, you're not on your own to navigate your own course, to chart your own path. You make the best decisions you can, but it's God who directs your steps and provides the way. When I used to sail up in Maine on the schooners, you know, you have a clear day, you don't need radar, you don't need charts or compasses or captains or pilots because you can see everything. It's very easy to navigate. Sometimes life is like that, right? Blue skies. But sometimes the fog rolls in like a big rolling, sometimes it looks like a wave coming in off the ocean, a big dark fog rolling in, and in an instant, you're white out. You can't see a thing. The islands disappear. The rock ledges are hidden. The dangers are covered up. And if you didn't have any help, you had to chart your own course on your own, you'd be in big trouble. But the wonderful thing is we had radar, we had compass, we had a chart, and you have the captain and the pilot who knows the way. And frankly, when we would sail through the fog, it was no problem. It was even fun because we could see where we were going, even in the fog. There was one with us, the captain, who knew the way. Is there someone with you who knows the way? You know, we got to let go of fear, cast it off, and say, hey, I don't know what's coming in the future, in my own life, or in the world, but don't I have a God who has promised to open up and provide the way for me? He even loves impossible situations, putting you between a rock and a hard spot, because then when you have the way provided, you can say, that was the Lord and nobody else, because nobody else could have done it. I've seen that in my own life. 2 weeks before I was married, I've told you the story that I don't have a lot of stories, you know. But I was on my way home from working at the restaurant. I was a part-time waiter. And this huge truck crashes into another huge truck in front of me and then comes and slams into my side of my car, throwing me 25 feet through the air, crashing into a tree. That's an impossible situation for me to survive. Somehow, though, I came out without a scratch. The Lord provided a way for me. When Beth was giving birth to Naomi, we had a problem because she had no muscles to actually push down and give birth. Nobody knew that. Naomi's heartbeat starts to drop. There's problems. We said, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, quoting Jehoshaphat. And God provided a way, and out she came out the side door, C-section, in an emergency situation. If you think about my time in the ELCA, you know, I was in that denomination for a while, and it was very liberal, and I was not fitting in, and I was brought up on charges that, hey, this guy is saying the Bible is God's inerrant word without error, and that we need to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved. We can't ordain this guy. They send me up to the seminary to be interrogated by a bunch of professors on those issues. This is an impossible situation because if I stand for the truth, there's no way I'm going on in that to be a pastor. But if I give up, then I give up my salvation. That was an easy situation, really, because I just said, hey, I'm going to let the chips fall where they may, God. I'm going to honor you and give the good confession. And I just kept the Lord before me. And what happened? He let the chips all fall in pleasant places. Here I am as a pastor in a denomination where I do fit in, who believes the truth of God's word. So how about in your lives? Is there anything that you're facing right now that seems like a crazy situation? How am I going to get through this? I'm between a rock and a hard place. Maybe you're looking at the news and all these crazy things going on in the world. Will God provide a way for his people, even through all that fog? Well, you have a captain aboard your ship. You have a pilot aboard your ship who sees in the night, and it is as light to him. In Psalm 131, it says that God, if I say only let darkness cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with thee. Amen? Can you see where you're going in your life right now? Can you, like a radar, see everything that's going to come your way? No, you can't. But there is one with you who does, and who even can order all the events around you to open up a way where there seems to be no way. We also read in that same psalm, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." What a great word. God is never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's not only your leader, he's a shepherd. He says, "I go out, I call my own sheep by name, I know each of them personally, and they follow me, for they know my voice." They don't follow strangers because they don't know the voice of strangers, but they follow me, for they know my voice. So what do you need to do, and what do I need to do when we're facing the future, daunting, dark, intimidating, and uncertain? I'll tell you, it's very simple. You just got to follow Jesus. That's all we really got to do in the future. Let's make it simple. Keep the Lord always before you, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I don't have to see the way to go. All I have to do is see my Savior, who then leads me in the way that I should go and opens the path before me. But don't you have to do something? Well, I'd say just keep your eyes on Jesus and let the chips fall where they may. He'll work it out. But we do make decisions in life, don't we? That says in the Bible, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." You know, I think about how to put together God's will and ours. And have I told you the story of when I saw an ant one day? It was moving across the ground, and it was making all its own little decisions as I watched it down there. And I took two little twigs as goalposts or a door, and I said, "I'm going to put it way over here, and I bet without even touching that ant, I can make it walk through right through that goalpost." And he's making all his own little free will decisions down there. I put my hand over this way. He comes and smells that, goes the other direction. I put a rock over here. I put a log or a piece of wood over here. Without even touching that little thing, it's still making its own decisions, right? Doesn't even know I'm there. And yet I made it walk right where I wanted it to go. I directed its steps. God lets us and wants us to make the best evaluated decisions we can in life, but it's he who directs your steps and directs your path. What it says in the Red Sea, when they had no way, God opened the sea before them. It says, "Thy way was through the sea, yet thy footsteps were unseen. Thou didst lead thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." So when God leads us, you might not be able to see his footprints, but he's there. He is going before you, leading you, showing you the way, making things come to pass as they should. And he's leading us all the way to his home up in heaven. "Oh, send out thy light and thy truth," says David. "Let them lead me. Let them guide me and bring me to thy holy hill and to thy dwelling." And trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make straight your paths. So in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, and whatever, there's a straight path already set up for us if we but keep our eyes on Jesus. Jesus directed my way here. If you think about it, anything would have been different. It wouldn't have worked out. I wouldn't be here in this pulpit anyway. I was sailing up in Maine. The way I got to eventually go to seminary is because Beth and I had a marital bump. You ever had one of those? A little difficulty. I went to counseling, and that's where I heard about a Gordon Conwell Seminary. So then I said, I'll go to Gordon Conwell Seminary. And then at that place is where I found the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at a church fair that was on the campus. But then I went to the ELCA, as you know, for a little while. Then I sort of got thrown out of that one and came into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And it was 7 years of full-time seminary. But if I'd done that any faster, you guys wouldn't have been ready to receive me, because you got your call documents in 2 weeks before call day. And if any of those factors had not worked out, I wouldn't be in this pulpit. But God directed the steps. "For a man's mind plans his way," says the Bible, "but the Lord directs his steps." And we have this confidence, that God in Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. So how much of your life has been provided for by God, and will He provide? He provided the time of your birth, amen? Amen. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. He appointed and provided for you already the time when you would be saved. For He, when He would set me apart before I was born and had called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son for me, He sent me to preach Him to the Gentiles, says Paul. Once you're saved, God provided and does daily the good deeds that you're to walk in. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So you don't even have to figure out what to do. You just make the best decision you can, and He provides the good deeds already Himself. He provides for you every word you even need to say to praise Him. For when you're brought up to trial, don't even be anxious beforehand what to say. But whatever is given you in that hour, that you are to speak. For it's not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. So God's even putting the words in my lips today, what to preach to you and you to others. If you get into trouble and temptation, and it seems like a sticky wicket, as the British might say, God will provide for you a way through. For no temptations overtaking that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He'll not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. And don't worry about death either, because He's already provided for you the time and manner of your departure. Isn't that cool? For in thy book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them. And David says, oh, how precious to me are thy thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. If I would count them, they're more than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. God has already provided and prescribed the manner and the time of your departure. I'm not even going to say death, because it's your departure to glory in God's wonderful heavenly home above, where He brings you home. He is your captain. He is your shepherd. He is your king. He is your leader through Jesus Christ, leading us through life all the way into His loving arms above. What good news this is. And the greatest troublesome catch-22, rock in a hard place we could ever have, was we had Pharaoh behind us and the sea before us. In other words, we have the devil behind us, sin in us, and an ocean before us in which we would sink, called death. But Jesus provided the way for us even through that. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we know that He provided the way for us into salvation through His own death. For Christ died for sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried and raised according to the Scriptures on the third day, and all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in Him receives the forgiveness of their sins through His name. And Jesus tells you right now, I will never leave you. I won't forsake you. I am with you always to the close of the age. Hence, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I won't be afraid. Hey, what can man do to me? What can be dark or daunting about the future if God Himself is with me? Fog, mist, darkness, no problem. Can even be fun, because the captain is on the ship. Thou dost show me the path of life, says David. And in thy presence there's fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Will God Provide a Way Through? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 8 and 11 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And we're covering the book of Revelation. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, please go to our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Captain of our soul, and God bless you.